It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request, or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word PRAY to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your hostess this morning, Monica Lovell. My grandson, Angel Vega, is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is our gorgeous sister in Christ, Miss Judy Gifford. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm alive and all that.
Amen. You look fabulous.
Well, thank you. I always like coming here. The compliments are pretty cool.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that three ways. You can send it to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com, or you can text it to 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page, and we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City, Oklahoma, y'all. I think I covered it all, Sister Judy. Would you please pray to start us out today?
I will. Praise God. Father, I come to you today, and I look to you because you are the Lamb of God. Father, I know you are greater than anything we can even begin to imagine. Father, our minds are so finite, and it's hard for us to grasp your greatness. But today, I ask that you will help us as we present, Lord, what you'd have us to. I ask for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I ask for the victory. I thank you, God, because there's nothing impossible with you, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. As for the anointing in this room, that you will strengthen us and help us, and may the listeners touch them. May this be manna for them that they can receive. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I like your title, Overcoming.
Amen.
It is possible with Christ.
It is possible. If you look in Revelations, it promises in Revelations, the first three chapters, is talking to the different churches. And each one of the churches, that there's something that he commends them about, that they are doing, and then something that he corrects them about. There was only actually one that didn't get a correction. But the promise is there for each one of them. They will walk with him in white. Some of them, they will rule over the nations. They will have a stone with their name in it. That, I mean, he is just real specific. Promise, it could be that each one of us could receive each one of these things from the Lord. We know that when we get to heaven, there'll be a crown of life. We know that we get the promise. You know what the blessed hope is? The blessed hope that we have as Christians is the promises of his coming. And that is a promise that we hold on to. And I mean, if that Bible says, if that hope is in us, then we will purify ourselves. Amen. Even as he is pure. I asked a friend to pray for me this week, and she sent me a little deal of a lady, and it's an African lady. And this lady says that, and she's kind of hard to understand, but I listened to it several times so I could get the message. But she was saying, I was in prayer with the Lord today. I was having a session, she said, with the Lord. And that's a really good thing to start your day if you'll have a session with the Lord. Yeah. And as she was having her session with the Lord, the Lord began to reveal. She said, I began to see Jesus on the cross. And she said, I saw him, and blood was coming out of his eyes. But he was just crying and crying. And she said, why are you crying? And God spoke to her, and he said, because my son, he gave all. And the world is rejecting him. The world is rejecting what he's doing. But he is coming soon. And she starts saying, oh, pastors, change your message. Change your message. Quit talking just about things in this life. Tell them Jesus is coming. He says he's coming. And, you know, we can't be too far from it, from all the signs that are going on around us. And so it is imperative for us to figure out, where am I? The most important thing is, are we where we're supposed to be with the Lord? Are we ready for the rapture? I can't think of anything more horrible than missing the rapture, because you know what? I've waited on it for 70 years now. I've waited on the rapture since I was a little girl. When I first heard about it, it scared me because I didn't know what the Lord was coming to do. I was heard it at church, and I was sitting on the porch, and I remembered I thought Jesus is coming to get me, and I ran in the house because I didn't understand, you know, just I wasn't fully grasping what that meant. But do you know what? He is coming.
Yes.
And the Bible says he's coming in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. At the last trump, it says that the dead in Christ will rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. It's called the blessed hope. In Thessalonians, we read this at a lot of funerals. It says that not to sorrow as others who have no hope, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. So there's going to be an archangel that says something. I wonder if he's going to say, church, arise. I thought one time maybe, and Jesus is going to shout. And I imagine he's going to give a command for the dead to rise and his church to rise. And don't you know he's waited? He don't know exactly when that is. The only one that knows when that is the Father. And he's waiting because he's so merciful. He's not willing that any should perish. And he's given some people that he's trying to reach. He's trying to talk to them. He's trying to get them. We're trying to get the gospel out. But when that last person has been saved, and all of a sudden, God's going to say, it's enough. And when it's enough, however you are, is going to depend on whether you're going or whether you're not. And that's why we've got to say, where am I? Am I walking as an overcomer? Or am I letting distractions get to me? Am I letting little pet sins stay in my life? And where am I? Because the Bible says he's coming for those who are looking for him. I think our world gets so busy that we go through many days maybe and never even think about the coming of the Lord. It never crosses our mind that Jesus may come today. We're just busy thinking we got to get to this practice or get to that thing. Got to be sure we're there. And we got to get to work. We got to do this. No, and we're so caught up in our own little world that we forget to get into the Word and say, where are we? The Bible says, when you see these signs begin to come to pass, look up, and because your redemption's drawing near. So, I mean, there's a lot of things for us to look at right now. If we look at the political scene, when we see all the